Southeast Ducks lean on the road tonight at Lions, looking for a victory after losing their first district game last week to Sacred Heart. The Trojans need to win tonight on the road to keep their playoff hopes alive. Devin Haney for SalinaPost.com tonight in Lions, where Southeast of Saline would tangle with the host team, the Lions Lions. This game in the first half was played mostly in the middle of the field. Neither team would break into the red zone and threaten to score in the first half, and our score at halftime would be 0-0. Southeast, though, would threaten to score in the third quarter. They would take a ball deep into Lions territory, but fumble a football, an exchange problem between Keenan Breen and Keith Short. The ball would pop out, end up on the field, and it would be picked up by Lucas Padilla for the Lions Lions and taken all the way back to the house for a 75-yard fumble return for a touchdown. Point after was good, and the hometown Lions led 7-0. The two teams would battle back and forth once again, and Lions would score once again, putting together their best offensive drive of the game. They would score on a Lucas Padilla touchdown run. Point after would be no good, and the Lions would hang on to a 13-0 lead down the stretch. Neither team really moved the ball that well in the second half, outside of that one touchdown drive the Lions had, but the Lions moved the ball well enough at the end of the game to move the chains and keep the clock running and keep Southeast Ipswich's offense off the field. Lions gets their second win of the season. They move their record now to 2-6. They also keep their narrow playoff hopes alive as they travel into Salina to take on Sacred Heart next week. Sacred Heart all over Ellsworth tonight for a big victory. Southeast of Salina will be back at home for senior night on Thursday night as they will welcome in the Ellsworth Bearcats. For Southeast of Salina football and Salina Post in Lions, I'm Devin Haney.